I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue has extended the deadline for agricultural producers to apply for payments under the Market Facilitation Program. The Trade Mitigation Program is administered by the USDA to ease the burden on producers hurt by trade disputes with other countries. The original deadline had been January 15th, but farmers have been unable to apply for the program since the lapse in federal funding caused a closure of the USDA Farm Service Agency offices on the 28th of December. Perdue said his agency will extend the application deadline for a period of time equal to the number of business days FSA offices were closed once the government shutdown ends. Meantime, the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service is continuing to provide inspection services at more than 6,200 meat and poultry facilities around the U.S.
FSIS inspectors are on site at every plant for slaughter facilities during all hours of operations. Literally, a plant can't operate in a slaughter operation without our government inspectors there on duty. And for processing establishments, the government inspectors have to be there once per production shift.
That's Acting Deputy Undersecretary Carmen Rottenberg. She said many other employees at the Food and Drug Administration are also not furloughed because of their essential functions, from investigations to imports.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.